On the subject of migration here in Canada, let's take a look at changes to Quebec's immigration programs. The Quebec Experience Program, the PEQ, was abolished back in November. Now the province is rolling out its alternative, the Skilled Worker Selection Program, the PSTQ. The PEQ was an immigration pathway in Quebec where, with recognized Quebec work experience or education, one could bypass Canada's points-based immigration system, leading to faster permanent residency status. Now, the PSTQ selects specific candidates for residency status, and it selects them based on labor market needs. So what roles the government deems are needed, depending on the market, the people with those skills will be prioritized. The province has committed to selecting nearly 29,000 permanent residents under this new program, but many who came here and began to work through the PEQ program now fear they have effectively been cut loose. From 2021 to 2023, the province granted between 3,000 and 16,000 selection certificates through the PEQ. Advocacy groups are calling for those already in the province who began with the PEQ program to be exempted from this new system and be able to see through their now dismissed PEQ applications. According to the Office of Quebec's Immigration Minister, this could account for up to 400,000 people. Here is Manuel Salamanca Cardona, an advocate with the IWC, the Immigrant Workers Center, a group here in Montreal that, among other things, encourages labor organizing among migrants in Quebec. Here's his perspective on the now abolished PEQ and the incoming PSTQ system.
Yeah, the PEQ program was for people who had lower levels of, let's say, of training and education. So it was a way to get the residency in Quebec, the Certificat d'Acceptation de Quebec, if you accomplish certain requirements. One of the main requirements was to work 2 years in a certain level of occupation, which accomplished one of the requirements, as a temporary full-time, as a temporary person. So it was an open door for a sector of people who, for example, were not doctors, were not professionals with high skills and money, or for people that were not able to have recognition on those skills, right? Here for different reasons, that they were working like welders in intermediate positions, let's say. And now that way is cut. And the PSTQ is for trained people, like people with college, that they have a bachelor, they have a master, right? So basically, the government is saying, no, but they can go to this program. That's not true. Many people are not going to get those points. And that people that is not going to get those points and will finish without status. They have families also. They have the wife here. They have the children already integrated in Quebec. And I don't understand this logic of the labor market, because how can you measure that the fluctuations of the labor market? Also, there's a contradiction. They say we're going to respond to the labor market needs, but you see that different sectors of the economy of Quebec, of the employers in Quebec, are asking also the government to reopen this program because they need that people. They need people working in the hotels, in the restaurants, in factories, abattoirs, you know, in butch factories, as butchers, as welders, etc. And I don't know, it's like, I don't see a logic on this. I mean, there's a complete mess on these policies that the government has created. There are many, many arguments provided by different organizations defending the rights of migrant workers. And they point those contradictions, but it seems the government doesn't care. They don't listen to these issues. Clearly, all these measures impacted on the popularity of the CAQ, of the CAQ, of the current government of Quebec. It's one of the factors why they don't have they lost popularity for the next elections, the bad management of the immigration issues. And yeah, I think they have this nationalistic view. They use this the French and all the stuff that they use to justify these measures among their voters. But actually, it's not working for them. And so that's the result of contradictions that they have in these immigration policies. They are really, really bad designed. They are not working at all. What else can I do? I mean, there's a mess right now. We're seeing many, many people coming. We have a legal clinic, no? And in the last 2 years, we have a legal clinic which supports people for doing complaints when they suffer abuses against their labor rights. But these 2 years, we have seen much more people coming because they have immigration problems.
That was Manuel Salamanca Cardona discussing the removal of the PEQ program and the beginning of the new PSTQ program that ties permanent residence applications closer with market needs here in Quebec. He says that the constantly shifting rules and regulations around immigration and work programs for migrants, whether it be at the provincial level, the city level, or at the federal level, these shifting rules, in his perspective, causes chaos, confusion, and instability for those who are already here. For those who are already in Montreal, for example, these new rules from Quebec simply cause more confusion, and he's seeing that in their legal counsel programs that the IWC offers.